Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 54. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Come with great power, O God, and rescue me. Defend me with your might. Listen to my prayer, O God. Pay attention to my plea. For strangers are attacking me. Violent people are trying to kill me. They care nothing for God. Interlude. But God is my helper. The Lord keeps me alive. May the evil plans of my enemies be turned against them. Do as you promised and put an end to them. I will sacrifice a voluntary offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have rescued me from my troubles and helped me to triumph over my enemies. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 54 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Who do you first turn to when times are hard? David, when his life was in danger, turned first to the Lord. He asked God to defend him, hear his prayer, and rescue him from his enemies. Too often we look to God as a last resort rather than our first defense. The Almighty is our strong tower. He is waiting for us to run into his safe arms. Make a commitment today to look to the Lord first when hard times come. How do you respond when God rescues you? Some people say nothing, taking the Father for granted. Others say, quote, thank you, end quote, to the Lord and go on their way. This psalm, especially in verse 6, shows a better way, praise the Lord and sacrifice for his glory. This is not a transaction or deal with God, if you rescue me, I will give you something. This is a heart of gratitude towards the Savior who rescued you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Is your heart overflowing with gratitude towards Jesus? And is it obvious in your attitude and actions? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.